If you are interested in seeing a live show, you really need to go to our respective and respectable websites. To buy tickets to see one of my performances, I might be coming to somewhere near you. I'm doing a bunch of different dates. It's samcampbelltour.com.
I have a new tour starting in September. And for information about tickets, you can go to my website. It's Lucy Beaumont. I can't remember the website.
It's .co.uk.
But if you just Google Lucy Beaumont website, it'll come up with it. Okay, thank you. Bye.
You got to know your website.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I got nothing but love for the boys from above. I'm talking God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. The word is good, are you ready to hear it? God always finds you if you're feeling lost. Jesus died for you, he was on a cross. The Holy Spirit is the name of the game. It's Lucy and Sam's perfect brains. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, I've got nothing but love for the boys from above. Above. Well, hello, movers and shakers, names in tomorrow's papers. Welcome to... How are you, Lucy?
I don't know. How do you know how you are?
That's the thing. You've got to just...
Stab in the dark.
Yeah, I'd say close your eyes and just speak from the heart. How are you?
What if you've got a cold heart? You can't speak from it.
Do you think you've got a cold heart?
Yeah, I think I've got a warm demeanour but a cold heart.
Oh, really?
I think I've got a sunny disposition, but a cold, bitter heart.
And there's not enough names for the heart. Do you find that, like, the brain, we call it the noggin, we call it the mind, the heart, it's just the heart, that it needs more nicknames?
Oh, yeah, because it's got chambers, hasn't it?
It's got chambers. Someone was telling me it's involved with blood.
Who told you that?
A few people.
Really? My uncle was a senior nurse for years, and I remember clearly him telling me, if something has to go wrong with your body majorly, then let it be the heart rather than the brain, because they know everything to do with the heart, but they don't know everything to do with the brain.
I think they can't get the brain out. They've never actually managed to study one because they just can't, unlock it.
Sadly, I think the brain is the thing that is wearing away.
As in your own personal brain.
I haven't noticed any problems with my heart, but I have noticed a deterioration of the brain at an early age, yeah.
I have got to ask, would you be open to a transplant?
Of the brain?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What about we just cut a little bit out and put in a bit of someone else's, just a little bit? So you're just getting 15% of a new brain.
Yeah, Lorraine Kelly's, someone like that.
Yeah, we can definitely ask. It doesn't hurt to ask.
She's sparky, isn't she? And she's Scottish.
I'm in Scotland right now. Can you believe that?
You're not.
I am.
But there's nothing. I'm looking at you on a screen.
I'm in a building.
Nothing screams Scotland to me at all. There's no sign that you're in Scotland.
I really am. I mean, I've just been I've been walking down the cobblestone streets, and I climbed the mountain this morning, Arthur's Seat.
Oh, I love Arthur's Seat. So you're in Edinburgh then?
Yeah.
So it is, when I picture Arthur's Seat, I picture sort of a seat that, you know, that maybe you sit in. But it is a mountain, is it?
Yeah, it's just the name of a mountain. They've just given it an interesting name.
Are you familiar with Fenrir Fryer's Bobby?
Yeah. That's a dog who wanted to see his owner and didn't understand the concept of death.
Yeah, do you know it's all made up?
What?
It's not true.
First of all, run us through the story of Greyfriars Bobby and then poke the holes in the story.
A guy had a very needy, clingy dog.
Yeah.
And the guy died, and then the dog just stayed at the graveside for years till the dog died, basically. But it's all a fallacy. It's not true.
Because I've heard that there was multiple dogs, so that like different dogs would play Greyfriars Bobby. Because I've heard that it's not true as well, and that different dogs would fulfil that role, and they'd be like, get that dog down to the cemetery. We've got to drum up tourism.
Oh, I can believe it. I mean, that's sort of what a zoo is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is just sort of
replacing animals to drum up business, isn't it?
I mean, I really feel like zoos shouldn't replicate the environment that the animal lived in. They should be like, you know, why don't you just have like the monkeys in a cafe? Do you know what I mean?
That's such a good idea, because you're so right, because they can't ever replicate the conditions because they've only got like a small amount of space, haven't they? Like, you're not going to replicate the savannah, are they, in Chester?
Absolutely not.
And it always looked cramped.
That's why I think it should just be like interesting settings like Wetherspoons or something.
Ah, oh, I think you're onto something. Or like British Home Store. Do you remember that? Like a department store full of flamingos. You're right. What animals would you have in a Wetherspoons?
Gosh, maybe the seals.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Or maybe because it is like sort of you go into the spoons and it's like, you know, the nocturnal animals, all those sort of like the late night creatures.
Sloths and bats.
Yeah. And also let's have a big barrel full of clothes, and if the animals want to put them on, they can. Don't make them wear clothes. That's wrong. It's not right. It's wrong. But if they want, if just have a barrel, and if they want to put them on, let's have that happen.
Oh, that! But let's hope that they do.
Oh,
Like you said, don't make them. But in answer to your question, Sam, I think I'm all right. Yeah.
Today we've taken on would you call this a challenge, a theorem? What are we up to?
Call it what you want.
We're delving through the years. And people are so cautious of delving now because those billionaires in the submarine, they delve too deep. But we are not afraid to go deep. So I've written down all the years that you've been alive
mm-hmm.
on bits of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I've put them inside this red, what is this? Well, it's from the Airbnb I'm staying at where I think it's for dirty clothes, but I've filled it with the years that Lucy Beaumont has been alive, and we are going to take turns drawing the years and discussing each year that we've been alive and I guess other things that were going on in the culture at that time and, some of our favourite memories. What is your system? So I've written down all the years and I've got them all in this red bag.
And I've got it on a piece of paper, and I'm just going to use my finger intuitively to decide which number I should land on. If I need help, I'll try to like evoke a spirit from the spirit world to guide me. I might not need that, but it's nice to know. It's nice to know, you know, if you can't decide on something,
yes,
you can, lean on the occult to help you. There's always spirits around who want to communicate.
You can always evoke. People always say that. Have you tried evoking? Have you evoked yet? So we've got sort of, we've got different systems, but it's basically to get to the same.
We're both going to win the race, but you're on foot and I'm in a submarine.
We're both doing a painting. Oh, I've got a paintbrush and you've got a...
And I've got mice with like little painted fingers doing it for me.
You've got mice and a shovel. So basically we're choosing, we're selecting years at random and we will be discussing those years.
Yes.
This is a good idea. The people who are like, this is a great idea, by the way.
Yeah, and I like the way you say it's a good idea before we've done it as well. Okay. Are you ready? Ooh. 2011.
2011. Mm. Now, yes, wasn't that the year that Djokovic won his... I think 2011, first year that Djokovic won Wimbledon.
Can I say, I hate tennis.
Really?
And I hate everyone who plays it and everyone who buys a ticket to support it.
Yep.
I think it's... I hate everything about it, what they wear, the noises they make, the fact that... What I hate most of all is the repetitiveness of it going backwards and forwards with the ball. To me, I would prefer to see random public acts of sort of violence than see a tennis.
Okay, so I'm gonna now pretend that I'm in the, you know, that I'm up in the high chair. I'm the umpire. I'm trying to improve tennis so that it can be more appealing to you. What could we do to the game of tennis so that Lucy Beaumont finds it more appealing?
Put the ball up where it doesn't shine.
No, they're not putting their ball up their arses. That's disgusting.
Okay, get rid of the ball because that's a problem. Because they both want it but don't want it. That's what tennis is.
Make up your mind, Nadal. Do you want this thing or not?
And could they get on? Stop with the rival. I don't understand the rivalry in sport.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Why does it matter who wins?
Well, you want that trophy. You want the prize money so badly. And most of all, and I hate to say this, you want those sponsorship deals. We're talking Adidas. We're talking Nike and many of the other brands that are associated with these games.
But no one's a winner in this life. We're all decaying.
But it's just to feel that for just a moment when you lift that big cup over your head, and I think you get an audience with, you know, some big stars go to watch these tennis matches. I have seen Ben Stiller in the crowd at a tennis match.
Yeah, I've been. I saw Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell? I didn't know she played.
No, she was just watching.
She was watching. Oh, yes. Oh, how far away were you from her?
I walked past her. She had massive platform boots on and I had flat shoes. And I honestly went up to her knee. It was unbelievable.
So you could have sort of headbutted her knee if you wanted to.
I could have, yeah. Oh, yeah, I could have done anything to her knee. I don't think she would have felt it.
Yeah. So why were you at that match?
I just was invited. I just wanted to go and see what it was all about.
And you were disgusted.
I was disgusted and I really didn't like the people. More so the people that go. I didn't see anyone I liked.
Really? Are they all a bit, I went to the Crumpington Academy.
I don't know where they come from, but they're not people. They're not my people. They're not my people.
I do. I like a bit of tennis. I like the rivalries. I like when a total underdog manages to do quite well.
When you say underdog, they've been trained, haven't they? They're not like, you know, a road sweeper.
You've got a good point. They have, yeah, they haven't just come out of nowhere. They're like, oh, my goodness. And I also know you are right. I don't like the way they treat the ball boys.
How do they treat them?
I think they cut off their tails when they're born. They keep them in cages and they don't have great diets.
No, to keep them small and make them bend. They have to bend the knees, though. They must be giving them something to keep their joints supple.
Everything they eat, they throw on the floor so that they train them to be good at picking things up. A ball boy won't know what a plate is and won't understand cutlery.
Oh, God, yeah. Save the ball boys, then.
You release them into a McDonald's ball pit.
Oh, that'd be nice. Oh, what about a big swing and they can just swing above it? Just looking down.
That's a great idea. The ball boys are on a big swing above I've been on a big swing above Amsterdam.
Have you?
Yeah, it's like a tourist attraction. I've never been more... Have you ever, like, gone on a tourist attraction and you thought, this is actually so scary and I feel like I'm going to die, but I've got to present a brave face?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I have. Not very often, but just once on a farm, on, like, a children's farm. It was, like, a tractor ride that I said to everyone, we're all going to die on this tractor.
It's horrible. In Amsterdam, we went to the top of it was like just on top of a building. There's this swing and you swing out over the building.
Whoa.
And when I'm on it just before swinging, I am thinking, well, yeah, this is hell.
God, oh, my God. I mean, like most people just get stoned in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's popular, the swing thing.
I just felt, and they're photographing you at the same time. They're like, yep, we'll get a nice photo. And I don't like being photographed when I'm like terrified. And do you think we need more photos from other Because it's like, yeah, like when you're on the roller coaster, I like to get photos of people when they find out the price at certain like places. You know, sometimes when the price and you're like, whoa, really? I'd like a photo of that.
I'd like a photo of like, you know, those moments where you can't remember if you've locked the door or not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I would have loved to have captured, I had this really bizarre situation where I couldn't find my mobile phone. And so I rang it from my house phone and then I found the phone because it went off. So I got it. And then I saw I had a missed call and I could see it was a local number. I didn't recognise it. So I rang it back and then my house phone started ringing. So I went and picked up my house phone and they put the phone down. So I pressed 1471 and the computer voice, she said my mobile phone number, but in a different rhythm. So I rang it back and my mobile went off. And my daughter got both phones and said, this has to stop. Like this, she knew what was going on.
This must end. This torment must end.
But if that could have been photographed, I think it could have been really, really special. So I've got another one from 2011. It was the International Year of Chemistry.
I had no idea.
It was so successful that they never brought it back again to every year, just that one year.
Was everyone... I don't remember in 2011 doing any chemistry.
But then I think we all do chemistry a lot, don't we? Like, isn't it like life, like just breathing is chemistry, isn't it?
Is it? I thought chemistry involved different potions and sort of, you know, billowing smoke and a Bunsen burner and all this kind of equipment. I thought you needed a microscope and a cauldron.
Well, this is why it should be longer than a year in 2011 because I didn't. You're right. I'm wrong about biology. It was a year-long commemorative event for the achievements of chemistry and its contributions to mankind.
A year-long event?
A year-long, yeah.
A lot of things only get a day, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's like, oh, this is, you know, pancake day, whatever. Yeah, getting a year is, I mean, those chemists must have been over the moon.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think where I was in 2011. I was living around Indrapilli. I was working, I was making animations for this company.
Oh, wow, because that was your previous job.
I mean, I was doing it out of school. Like I can't remember how I got the job, but it was like outside news agency. They have these big screens and you'd have like two Red Bulls crash together and then the price would fly out.
That sounds good.
Well, I'd get in trouble. I'd try and get a bit too, do you know what I mean? Like I'd add arms to the Red Bull cans and they'd be like, we don't want arms, we don't want any legs, no features, just crash together, have the price come up.
You wanted to put your stamp on it, really, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I was like, let's have the meal deals. Let's have them interact. Let's have, you know, storylines.
People don't like to think out the box, do they?
No, people are so comfortable in that box. And I live outside the box. I can still see it in the distance. I know it's there. I'm not completely out there, but yeah.
I didn't even know there was a box there. I think I've been leaning on a box and never, I'm like, oh, I've no idea, I was leaning on that. I don't know what that was.
Lucy, you've been standing on the box the whole time. All right.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at oseamalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
So were you doing stand-up at this point?
I think I'd just begun, yeah, and I was considered weird.
Were you?
The first gig I did, I was reading Silence of the Lambs, so I had that book and people were like, what is going on with this guy?
Did you know it was strange? Were you just being authentically you?
I hadn't got up to the bit with all the murders yet, so I didn't know what But it's an insane world, isn't it, to be thrown into. Like, I was 18 and suddenly you're just, like, meeting all these people. You're like, there's no way I would be put together, you know, with these people in any other situation.
Oh, God. I mean, when I hear about people starting at, like, 18, I just think, oh, my God, like, that's incredible because what was I? I started in 2010. So how old would I have been? If I was born in 83... and I started in 2010. How old was I?
Email us at lucyandsamsperfectbrains @gmail.com if you have any ideas of how to solve this, you know, this equation. What were you talking about when you first began?
When I first began, I had someone with me. I was a double act.
Really?
Yeah, I had a stooge. So I had this guy and he just looked weird and he knew he looked weird. But he could drive and he was a lot, he was a lot bigger than me.
Okay.
And he just used to stand behind me and we didn't reference he was there, but he would just sort of mimic me. He drove me there and back. And then he started to get a bit cocky and was trying to get more laugh. He was trying to like do more things behind me. I didn't know what he was doing.
Causing trouble.
Causing trouble, yeah. And then I thought maybe I should go it alone. But I just took things out of a handbag. My act was I just had stuff in a handbag and I'd take it out and show the audience.
So you have this big oaf behind you and then you'd sort of reveal things from a bag.
A handbag, yeah.
Yeah. Would you know what was going to come out of there or this was sort of surprising?
It made, like, I had like a pizza flyer in there. It was a real one. But it was such a mad pizza flyer. It was from Hull, from a takeaway in Hull. And it said, "Ooh, I fancy something nice." And then it had a floating halal kebab. And then it had a gangbang burger. You could buy a gangbang burger. And then on the back, it just had all the emergency numbers. It had the fire brigade, the police, NHS 111. It was so weird.
And so you'd procure that from the bag?
Yeah, just talk them through it. Just talk them through it.
And were you always worried, like, hey, where's the bag?
Yeah, I think I once left the bag somewhere and I just thought it'd be such a weird thing for someone to find. It had really odd thing. It had a poem in.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the act, really.
Yeah, it's hard to – it's funny to – I mean, I wonder if I was better back then than I am. I had some good stuff, I think. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe I was. I had one good bit, I think, about – because I grew up in a small country town and I said we didn't have a newspaper – they would write all the news on a pig and the pig would run through the town. They had to cut off one of its legs because it was running too fast and old women couldn't finish their Sudoku puzzles. I thought it was all right, you know.
It was really good, yeah.
How would you be introduced? It's time for Lucy and the man.
Well,
he wouldn't even be referenced in that.
Oh, no. And to be honest, I'd forget he was there sometimes.
I can't believe this. So that's 2011. And also Osama bin Laden was with they got him.
Well, it is we all did it to him.
Yeah, I feel sort of.
We're all part of it.
We are all part of one consciousness. And the only time you should look in to see it, the only time you should look at someone else's bowl is to see if they have enough.
Oh, that's such a lovely analogy. Who told you that?
I feel like I read it on a wooden sign at an Airbnb. That's where I get most of my stuff.
I do sometimes, like, replay those things and they help me. The two that have helped me is don't look sideways.
Yep.
And not my monkeys, not my circus.
That one I love. Oh, so that's like saying, like, I can't be dealing with that.
It's helped me more than, like, you know, live within your means. I repeat to myself, not my monkeys, not my circus. And it just
As you walk, honestly, as you walk across the road without looking sideways. Not my monkeys, not like that.
Someone told me like the key to like keeping young and healthy is like keeping your nose out, like keep your nose out of other people's stuff that isn't your business.
Yeah, they're not your monkeys. Just
they're not your monkeys. They're not your monkeys. They're not your circus.
I went to school with a guy, and I hope it's true. He said that he grew up in India, and he said they had this water that was very precious, and that thieves would often try to steal the water. And so the family, they had two monkeys and they tied knives to their hands so that to protect the water.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what the saying there is, you know, not my armed, not my not my water supply. But, yeah, I do think it had a bit of a grisly end. I think the monkeys did stab each other.
Not my monkeys, but they wear my daggers, but it helped with my water supply. It's not so simple, is it?
It needs work. That's why if you are going to have a nugget of wisdom, you've got to workshop it. You can't just, yeah.
On Taskmaster, you know the story I told about there was a man who his wife couldn't have children, so he got her a monkey.
Yeah, it was like a sailor or something, right?
Yeah, he was a sailor and he went to sea and he brought a monkey back. And she dressed the monkey in baby clothes. And then the story that my mum's always told me is the monkey bit her nose off and she bled to death. But someone got in touch with me on Instagram who'd watched the show to say, because it's a really well-known story in on Hesel Road, which is a fishing community in Hull. And she said, my auntie had a corner shop and she knew the lady who died. And she said it wasn't her nose. The lady tried to breastfeed the monkey and then the monkey bit her nipple off and that's how she died.
Wow. See, that's what happens with these stories. 1 minute it's a nipple, the next it's a nose, you know?
Yeah.
I can understand it.
Which bit?
So obviously she was barren and wanted desperately to have a child and then she's got this monkey and when she looks at it, sort of from a certain age, she goes, he's like my baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just wanted to, yeah. And when you've got, I mean, I'm not a mother, don't, you know.
Are you not?
But is breastfeeding, like, is it sort of, is it, whoa, I've got to tread carefully here. Is it nice?
Is it nice?
Yeah, is it something that you, like, look forward to or, like, you feel a real connection?
You do in the beginning.
Because for me it would feel good, like, putting, like, a headphone into, or, like, you're plugging your headphones into your laptop.
It's like going camping for more than three nights. Everyone loves camping.
Yes.
But if you had to camp for 3 to 6 months, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so I would like to breastfeed, but I just want to do it once. I wouldn't want to do it more than that.
You would like to breastfeed?
I want to do everything. But, yeah, don't want to be locked into any contracts.
But you would like to just to know what it was like?
Yeah, from both sides. I want to be the you know the fisherwoman and the monkey. Let's just say that.
And the sailor.
And the sailor, he's the guy who's watching from the doorway, right?
Yeah, well, he might be on the other one. Who knows?
Latched on. Where were you living in 2011?
I was living in a bedsit in a nice area in East Finchley in North London with it was the cheapest flat share I could find. That in fact there was nowhere cheaper in London. I got it from one of them websites, those like flat share websites. And most of the women who were living there were nice, but there was a couple of fruitcakes.
Oh, there always is.
Yeah, yeah.
And nothing ruins a bowl of cherries like a cockroach.
Yeah. I had the smallest room in the whole house and the room, it was one of those like box rooms and it was so small you couldn't even fit a single bed in. So my dad made me a bed base.
A custom bed.
He made me a custom bed, but he made it in the same sort of structure as a sort of, you know, decorating table. You know, like a decorator's table where you put wallpaper on. You just like a pull out. It's almost like an ironing board, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like those.
It swayed. It moved. When I sat in it, it swayed. It wasn't stable. It was a bad time in my life. And I didn't have any money and I didn't have any belongings. I'd moved from Hull just with two bin liners of stuff and I had nothing. And I really liked it. I was fine until my mum came to visit me, and she came and sat in my room and cried about the state of my life. I thought things were all right.
Yeah, sometimes that's no good when people point things out. They go, hey, this reality isn't okay. And you go, oh, no, you are right.
Before a certain age, it doesn't matter what you do, does it? Everything's exciting and there's no pressure. And
yeah, but you don't feel like you know that. You're sort of like, well, I'm flying this spaceship and it's off course. You don't know. I wish I could go back and just say, just do whatever, get, you know, have a really great time.
That's how I feel. Now I'm 40, I think, oh, God, I was so worried about things. And I should have just lightened up a bit.
Yeah, I wish I could just blast that through my younger self. Lighten up. Yeah, you should just get stressed. The day you turn 30, you should get your stress license and now you're allowed to be stressed.
Yeah, but then I did get to an age where I lightened up too much and I really needed to myself now to say, come on, you need to take things more seriously. You're taking the piss now.
Yeah, you want to just, I mean, although I do feel with stress, don't you feel like we all should feel a little bit? Like, you know these people who are just like, yep, too blessed to be stressed? Like, I think there's only so much stress in the universe and where we all need to share. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you have none, someone else is, like, going red and they're freaking out.
Yeah, the taxi driver I had today doesn't feel any stress because he doesn't care what people think about him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want a lot of money and he hates all aspects of life. And he said... He asked me what I did for a living because he thought I lived in quite a substantial size house, which he thought was mad. He made it quite clear that why would you want to live in a substantial size house? And he asked me what I did for a living and I didn't want to say, I thought I can't say I'm a comedian because it'll just...
Oh God, you can't.
It'd blow his mind. So I said I was a writer. And he said, do you write Mills and Boone or 50 Shades of Grey?
Whoa!
What? Oh.
What did you say?
I said, I write romantic novels. And he said, what about? And I said, to people with arthritis. Shut him up. He didn't talk.
Oh, sorry, you write romantic novels about people with arthritis?
Yeah, this is misogynist. There's nothing else I could say, and then we didn't talk to each other for the rest of the...
Yeah, there are certain words that will just shut these people up, and arthritis is a huge one. Well, that's about it for this episode. We only really did sort of scratch this. We only really did 2011. I thought we'd do like a few. I thought we'd maybe do... Maybe 10 years or something. I think we can probably come back to this. We've got, you know, you've got your bit of paper. I've got my bits of paper.
Yeah.
We can do a few more years in the future.
I think we should just come back to 2011.
Do you reckon? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we need to talk about Kevin came out in 2011.
Yeah.
I didn't mean either. Well, this is... Yeah, I think we need that. Yeah, year delve. Is that what you'd call it? Year delve. Life delve.
Yeah. But it's not, is it? It's 2011.
It was mostly, listen, I'm going to put my hands up. We mainly focused on 2011, but it was a great year. It's a year of chemistry.
If there was another year that more than 10 people said we should do, mm-hmm. I think we should do it.
What if 10 people email saying, yep, more 2011?
Then we have to carry on. I think we should just repeat the same stories as well, 2011.
Okay, well, email Lucy and Sam's perfectbrains@gmail.com with any sort of requests, and we're happy to do birthday messages for your nephew.
Well, I think it's been a great episode. I think you were right. You said it would work and you were right.
Did I say that up top? I was like, this is a great idea.
Yeah, you said it's a great idea and it has been a great idea.
Prophecy totally fulfilled. If you weren't fulfilled by this prophecy, nothing will ever fulfill you, and you need to, you know, what you're doing is not right, it's wrong. Oh, I've got nothing but love for the boys from above.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.